We're doing the Avat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim had been explaining why he opposes making these public funds that have a clause in which they prohibit the poor from going around town and collecting on their own. And he gave four reasons, now he's giving the fifth reason. Noel Delet Bifnei Anim, he's locking the door in the face of the poor. Look at what it says in the Medrash Avot Rabbi Natan. That the Medrash says, here we learn that a person's house should be wide open to the south, to the east, to the west, and the north, so that the poor shouldn't have to circumvent your home, go all around. If someone advances towards your home from the north, he should find an easy entrance. The same for one who comes from the south and one who comes in any direction. That's why Job made four entrances to his house. Even though we can't do that, we can't have four entrances to our house to make it easier on the poor. That's a high level, not for where we're holding in life. But God forbid that we should do the exact opposite and lock the door and tell them don't go knocking at people's houses. That we'd say we don't let any poor into our house. That's a terrible sin. It says in Maseches Derech Eretz, make sure, be careful that the doors of your house are not locked during the time that you're eating and drinking. Because if you lock the door and you prevent hungry people from eating when you could afford to give them to eat, so that's what causes one poverty. And the Talmud tells us in Tractate Tanis, when Rav Huna would sit down to break bread, he would open the door, whoever needs should come and join us and eat. Look what else our sages taught. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, Gedola legima. How great is consumption, giving someone to eat and drink. Sheyochik Hashem Shpachot Mi'Yisrael. That it says in our parsha that there were two great families, the Ammonites and Moabites, that were distanced from Israel, that the Torah prohibits them from marrying into the Jewish people. Sheneimar, as the verse says, Al devar asher lo kidmu etchem balechem uvamayim. The reason God says that I don't want them marrying into the Jewish people is because they wouldn't offer you any food. Vita b'vayikra Rabbah, and the Medrash Rabbah asks, v'chitzachin hayu lehem Yisrael? What did we need their hospitality for? V'alo kolotan 40 shana shayu Yisrael b'midbar ya'aman yored lehen v'abeer ola. We had God's food throughout the 40 years in the desert. We had man. We had God's well. V'aslav matzui lehem. We had God's meat. We had the slav. V'anane kavod mekifot utam. And we had the heavenly cloud surrounding us. We had a heavenly cloud leading the way. What do we need them for? What does the Torah say? Don't let the Ammonites or Moabites marry into the Jewish people because they didn't greet you with bread and water. But the Torah was talking about what is the proper way a person should behave. If someone came from a journey, you offer them, you want something to eat, you want something to drink. How did God pay them back? God said, if they don't greet you with the capacity to eat and drink, so then, I don't want them as part of the Jewish people. So the Chafetz Chaim says a scary thought. He says, look, we didn't need their kindness. And yet the Torah says the fact that they didn't offer the kindness when we didn't need it, God says, I don't want them a part of my people. What happens if there's someone who needs your kindness and a person withholds his kindness from him? How much more so does that carry weight in heaven? The imken. So, the inyanenu, with what we're discussing, shani olech meir leir. You have a poor person. He's going from city to city. And he's traveling because he's seeking out food to sustain himself. How much more so is the sin great of those who lock the door in his face. Umonami minu aflechem oni azeh, and prevents him from even getting bread. V'amu chazal, our sages said, kolam gadel kelevra b'toch beitu ke'ilu moneh chesed mitoch beito. Our sages say, if you raise a vicious dog in your house, so it's as though you're preventing kindness from your home. Because if there's a vicious dog, the poor won't enter. As Rashi over there explains, you have a vicious dog. It says, warning, dog will bite. So the poor aren't going to come and ask you for food. Now why is the person raising a vicious dog? To ward off potential threats, right? He's not doing it because of the poor. And even though he doesn't intend to do it to keep them away, the Talmud says that it's as though he is actively chasing away the poor. So how much more so in the circumstance we're discussing, where people do mean to prevent the poor from coming to their home in their city. How despicable is such a trait? How terrible is such a trait, says the Chafetz Chaim. So, what do we see today? He brought us the Medrash and Avos Rabbi Nosson, that a person should aspire to have a home that's open in all four directions to greet the poor. And then he said, Medrash that says, be careful, because if the doors of your house are locked, so then that causes one himself to become poor, if he isn't willing to share his food with those that need it. He quoted that Rav Huna would announce before the meals, whoever's hungry, come join me for the meal. The Talmud tells us that sharing bread with someone, that's what brings them close to the people of Israel. These two families, the Ammonites and Moabites, would not share bread with us, and we didn't even need it. But the Torah said the fact that that was their attitude caused that the Torah says in our parasha that Hashem doesn't want them a part of the people of Israel. And then he concluded and said, you see, even if you have a different purpose in mind, you raise a vicious dog to protect yourself, but it causes the poor not to come, so then God holds it against the person. How much more so if one makes a pact in the city that they wouldn't allow the poor to go from door to door, that is against the spirit of the Torah.